The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel. There's a sefer of Yivorach David. Shalosh Tshuvos for Yivorach David on Hilchos Talmud Torah. It has a long discussion about the sugyas that we're learning, about learning but needing to have to go to work. So he quotes the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel. Kol ish v'ish mikol bayi olam. Any individual, asher nodva ruach oisoi, v'vina midei lahavda la'am lefnei Hashem l'shar soi, la'ovdoi l'dasas Hashem. Any person who has come to the recognition that it should be different, that it should be worth serving Hashem. Shiyeh Hashem chalkoi v'nachlosoi la'ad la'oloi olamim. He wants to connect himself to Hashem. V'yizkaloi ba'olam azadava ha'maspikloi. The Rambam says that such a person is allowed to live a life of pure learning. So he asks the question, the Shalos Tshuvos V'Yivorach David, that how could that be if the Rambam is the one that holds that also that it's prohibited lehenois mekisrei shel Torah, to take benefits from the Torah. So, if on one hand you're not allowed to benefit from Kisrei Shel Torah, so how could somebody want to live like the Kohanim and Levim who live from the community? So he explains that what is meant here is that either he's allowed to enter into Yisachar's Zvulun relationship, or he says what the Rambam means to say is that such a person could be comfortable in knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, that if he truly is serious about this, he could be comfortable in knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send them panosa. But then he goes on, Shalos Tshuvos V'Yivorach David, in Simen Kuf Chof Aleph, to discuss someone who learns as much as he can, but he has to work, as Al-Gemara says. So he says that the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simen Resh Mem Gimel Sif Beis, said, speaking about who is obligated and who is excluded from paying taxes. So Shulchan Aruch says, somebody who's Torosoi Umnosoi, Potem Ramas. Somebody who's Torah Sabnosi doesn't have to pay taxes. And he says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mikomokim, im yeshli ma'at umnes, o ma'at masa masten, l'spanis boi kidei chayiv. If he works, because he needs to earn a living, just to survive, v'loy l'sash, not to become wealthy, o b'chol shol shupani, any moment that he's free, mi'asok of choyzal, the retire immediately goes back to learning, he's considered Torosoi Imnosoi. So he says, in other words, Torosoi Imnosoi doesn't mean strictly a person who's learning all the time. Even somebody who is learning whenever he can, that is Torosoi Imnosoi. And he actually quotes that this psak in the Yerudei in Shulchan Aruch is based on a rosh. In the Shalos Tshuvos, a rosh. Klal Tezvav Simen Ches. He says that the rosh says that a person who works because he needs to earn a living, but every spare moment he spends besides that learning, the Pirkei Avos, it says, Yofet Talmud Torah Derech Eretz, Kol Torah Sheini Mamalocha Soifa Betel of a Gereris Ovein, and therefore is such a person is considered Torosoi Imnosoi. Because he continues to say the Torah wasn't given to Malachim that don't need to eat and don't need to drink. The Torah was given to people who need to eat and drink and live. And therefore the Rosh quotes Al Gemara, Pshoit nevelta b'shuk v'altet starach lebrius. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yigia kapecha kisoichal ashtrech Ashrecha v'toivloch. And he says, v'zuhi mida toivish shebemidas. So this is the best way to learn. En kemach en toira. And he goes on to say, Chazal teach us, Rishonim sh'osu toirosim kval malachtim arai. The early generations that spent their lives learning Torah, but they worked when they had to work, Elu v'elu niskayim u'biyadim, were successful. And therefore, anyone who does work, but he only works as much as he needs to, and only stops working, and then he goes right back to his learning. Or, he says, even if he doesn't only spend his time working and learning, he does mitzvahs of Sholem and Gemilas Chesed, he is considered Tarosoi Imnosoi. And the Rambam, in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Yud Aleph, says, Ma'ale G'dayli Hu L'mishu Mesparnes V'Ma'aseh Yadav. It's very special, somebody who earns a living. That was the way the Chassidim Rishonim lived. But the question, of course, is, he's not learning all the time. So how can we call such a person Tarosoi Imnosoi? So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh has a Sefer Chafetz Hashem on Masechet Brachos. So Or HaChaim, in his Sefer Chafetz Hashem on Masechet Brachos, Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis, explains that the Gemara says the Tefillah that one says when one leaves the Beis Medrash. Supposed to say, "Moedah Anil Fanecha Hashem Alakai, Shesamta Chalki Miyoshi Beis Hamedrash, Veloisamta Chalki Miyoshi Kronos, Shani Mashkim Vehei Mashkimim, Ani Mashkim LeDivrei Torah Vehei Mashkimim LeDivrei Betalim, Ani Amav Vehei Mamelim, Ani Amav Mekabel Schar Vehei Mamelim Vein Mekabel Schar." So he says, "What's pshat in this tefillah? If a person is working." However, whenever he has a free moment, he sits and learns. So what is that? What is this person showing? What this person is showing is that really what he is interested in spending his life, what really he's interested in spending his life is in the Beis HaMedrash. And everything that he's doing outside the Beis HaMedrash is only to help him be able to learn. He goes to work, so he should be able to have money to do, to be able to live as he needs to live, and run right back to Beis HaMidrash. So he says, we know that achonah, to do a mitzvah, is considered like doing a mitzvah. When somebody's preparing himself, doing acts of preparation towards doing a mitzvah, it's considered like he did a mitzvah. And there's a beautiful raya from Iran. We know, we learned Masechet Bava Metzia, there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Says the Ran, the actual mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is fulfilled in one moment. When you return to the person who lost something, the object that he lost. But he says, certainly one is Mekayim, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, not just at that one moment when he's returning the lost object. He's Mekayim the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda the entire time when he's working and getting this object returned to its owner. So we see from here that preparing and working towards doing a mitzvah is like doing the mitzvah itself. And in fact, the Ksav Sofer says, the Pasuk says, V'yikat Yaakov Mishinosoi. And Rashi says, so it's very hard to understand. Yaakov was sleeping. The Yikatz Yaakov, and he woke up Mishinosoi from his sleep. So how does Rashi, how does Chazal say that doesn't mean Shinosoi, it means Mishnosoi? So the Ksav Sofer explains, if somebody learns, if somebody sleeps, in order that he should be able to learn, then his sleeping is mishnasai. Then his sleeping is learning. And that's the same thing here, says the Aruch Chaim. If when you leave the Beis Medrash, you're leaving the Beis Medrash in order to come back to the Beis Medrash to learn, that's considered that you're learning all the time. And with that, the Sefer Vivarach David wants to explain a famous question, a famous stira that's asked. The Gemara in Masechta Kedushin, Daf Mem Amud Beis, says the Tchilas Dina Shel Adam, the first question a person is asked when he comes to Olam Emes, is the very Torah. Did you learn Torah? Yet the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, says that the first question a person is asked is Nosata V'Nosata V'Amuna. It's Tosfos' question, and Tosfos says interesting question, the interesting teretz. The first question, indeed, that's asked is Nosata V'Nosata V'Amuna. But when it comes to give din, punishment, schar, that will be a different Torah. It's sort of a difficult teretz to understand. If this is the first question, this should be the first din. If this is the first din, this should be the first question. So he explains that really both questions complement each other. Tchilas din ayishal adam. The first question that the person is asked is divrei Torah. So what's going to happen when a person is asked about din ay Torah? He's going to say, well, I had to go to work because I had to live. I had to have money to support myself and my family. So they're going to ask him, nosata v'nosata b'amuna. If when you went to work, was it b'amuna? Was that your kavana? Was that your kavana that you should live a life of Torah and only work for what's necessary? Certainly, the Paiskim also go on to say that even though we're learning from here how it is important to learn as much as possible, and work should be limited to only what's absolutely necessary to live, and therefore you should try to work as little as possible, it's only in a situation where you're taking a job where you earn an honest living. But if taking a job, somebody's going to take the approach, well, I could take this job and I won't have to work so hard, but it isn't such an honest living, that isn't what the Torah wants from us. Work more, but it should be an honest living. And of course, we know, it says in Pirkei Avos, Kach Hidak Shel Torah Pas B'Melech Toichel, what does that mean? So he explains two approaches. One approach is that Mishnah is speaking to great individuals. There are exceptions to the rule. But he says that's maybe not what the way to learn. The way to learn is very much consistent while we're learning. A person should not be a burden on the community. And a person should not take tzedakah unless it's absolutely necessary. Having said that, you should live a life with limits. Because a person should realize that what's important, what's most important in life, is the darker shel Torah.